Achilles went to his hut. He lifted up the lid of a sea-chest, all intricately wrought, that Thetis of the Silver Feet had stowed aboard his ship for him to take to Ilion. Filled to the brim with shirts, wind-breaking cloaks, and fleecy rugs. His hammered cup was there, from which no other man drank the bright wine, and he made offering to no god but Zeus. Lifting it from the chest, he purified it first with brimstone, washed it with clear water, and washed his hands, then dipped it full of wine. Now, standing in the forecourt, looking up toward heaven, he prayed and poured his offering out, and Zeus, who plays in thunder, heard his prayer. Zeus of Dodona, god of Pelasgians, O god whose home lies far, ruler of wintry, harsh Dodona, your interpreters, the Selai, live with feet like roots, unwashed, and sleep on the hard ground. My lord, you heard me praying before this, and honored me by punishing the Achaean army. Now again, accomplish what I most desire. I shall stay on the beach behind the ships, but send my dear friend with a mass of soldiers, Myrmidons, into combat. Let your glory, Zeus, who view the wide world, go beside him. Sir, exalt his heart, so Hector too may see whether my friend can only fight when I am in the field, or whether single-handed he can scatter them before his fury. When he has thrown back their shouting onslaught from the ships, then let him return unhurt to the shipways and to me, his gear intact, with all his fighting men. That was his prayer. And Zeus, who views the wide world, heard him. Part he granted, part denied. He let Patroclus push the heavy fighting back from the ships, but would not let him come unscathed from battle. Now, after Achilles had made his prayer and offering to Zeus, he entered his hut again, restored the cup to his sea-chest, and took his place outside, desiring still to watch the savage combat of Trojans and Achaeans. Brave Patroclus's men moved forward with high hearts until they charged the Trojans, Myrmidons in waves like hornets that small boys, as boys will do, the idiots, poke up with constant teasing in their daubed chambers on the road to give everyone trouble.